On April 12, 1861, the United States of America entered the darkest period of its history. At 4:30 a.m., Confederate artillery opened fire on the garrison of Union troops at Fort Sumter, South Carolina. The Civil War had begun. Though there was no death that day, the years that followed were filled with tragedy, suffering, and unprecedented death. More Americans died in the next 4 years of this war than all other American wars, from the Revolutionary War in the 1700s to Vietnam in the 1900s combined. Recent studies conclude that the death toll rose to nearly 750,000 people. In total, 2% of the United States population died in battle or due to injuries and disease. In one single battle on September 17, 1862, at Antietam in Maryland, roughly one soldier fell every 2 seconds for the duration of the battle. With 22,700 casualties, it was the deadliest single day in American war history, with more than double the casualties of D-Day in World War II. As in all dark times, it was a time of cowardice and a time of heroism. It was a time of hatred, and it was even a time of compassion. Perhaps because death was so imminent for many, perhaps because of this, undying love was also manifest. At the outbreak of the war, Sullivan Ballou was a 32-year-old lawyer. He was looked on by many as a rising political star in Rhode Island, where he had served as Speaker of the Rhode Island House of Representatives. When the war broke out, Sullivan Ballou was torn between his love for his young family and the patriotic call of duty and honor. The call to serve his country won out. On July 14, 1861, at Camp Clark near Washington, D.C., the evening was beautiful and calm. Major Ballou, along with thousands of Union soldiers, were preparing for battle with the Confederate rebels. In his head, he was concerned about his men. But his heart was with his dear wife, Sarah. It was that night that Major Sullivan Ballou wrote, expressing his deepest and most personal thoughts to the woman he loved so dearly.
My dear Sarah, the indications are very strong that we shall move in a few days, perhaps tomorrow. If it is necessary that I should fall on the battlefield for my country, I am ready. I have no misgiving about or lack of confidence in the cause in which I am engaged, and my courage does not halt or falter. I am willing, perfectly willing, to lay down all my joys in this life to help maintain this government and to pay that debt.
Major Ballou wrote this letter to be given to his wife if he didn't survive the coming battle. If anything happened to him, he did not want his dear wife to ever question his love for her.
I cannot describe to you my feelings on this calm summer night. Sarah, my love for you is deathless. It seems to bind me to you with mighty cables that nothing but omnipotence could break. And yet my love of country comes over me like a strong wind and bears me irresistibly on with all these chains to the battlefield. The memories of the blissful moments I have spent with you come creeping over me, and I feel most gratified to God and to you that I have enjoyed them so long. I have, I know, but few and small claims upon divine providence, but something whispers to me that I shall return to my loved ones unharmed. If I do not, my dear Sarah, never forget how much I love you. And when my last breath escapes me on the battlefield, it will whisper your name.
Exactly 1 week after writing this letter, Major Ballou led the 2nd Rhode Island Infantry bravely into the first battle of Bull Run. It was the first major land battle of the war. The volunteers on both sides were not battle-tested. The general feeling of the time was that this war would be nothing more than a 90-day skirmish. As the fighting intensified, it was clear that this was to be the beginning of a long, bloody struggle between warring ideals. The initial fighting was chaotic. There were no standard uniforms on this day. Amidst the confusion, many troops were actually killed by their own side. And in what could only be described as an absurdity, hundreds of civilians supporting the Union Army, including congressmen and families, traveled the 30 miles south of Washington, D.C. to enjoy a picnic while watching the battle, as if it were a theater production. It soon became clear to everyone there that this play would end in tragedy. As Major Sullivan Ballou directed his troops at the top of Matthews Hill, a 6-pound Confederate cannonball tore through his leg, shattering his bone and killing his horse. As the battle continued, he was carried to a makeshift hospital at Sudley Church. The doctors had no choice but to amputate his leg. Medical science of the day had not yet discovered germ theory, and the hospital conditions were often more dangerous than bullets and cannonballs. While in the hospital, Major Sullivan Ballou succumbed to his wounds and died. Days later, in her home in Rhode Island, Sarah Ballou opened the letter from her dear husband.
"But oh, Sarah, if the dead can come back to this earth and flit unseen around those they loved, I shall always be near you. In the garish day and in the darkest night, amidst your happiest scenes and gloomiest hours, always, always. And if there be a soft breeze upon your cheek, it shall be my breath. Or the cool air fans your throbbing temple, it shall be my spirit passing by. Sarah, do not mourn me dead. Think I am gone and wait for thee. For we shall meet again."
Sullivan's remains were eventually buried in Providence, Rhode Island. Sarah Ballou lived another 56 years, passing away in 1917 at the age of 80. She was laid to rest next to her dear husband. Finally united, Sullivan Ballou fulfilled his promise that he would wait for her there. Sullivan and Sarah Ballou shared what can only be called never-ending love. Never-ending love. Find it, build it, and pass it on. From passiton.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, subscribe and pass it on to a friend. Passiton.com, the podcast, is available wherever you listen to your podcasts.